Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for March 29th to April 4th, 2014. This week, Israel refuses to release the last wave of Palestinian political detainees. Meanwhile, Israeli troops and settlers attacks targeting West Bank communities left 5 injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Protests this week were reported in the villages of Bel'in, Ni'lin, and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, as well as Al-Ma'sara in the south. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the story.
In central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-war protests organized on Friday at the village of Bel'in, Ni'lin, and Nabi Saleh. Israeli troops used tear gas and double-coated steel bullets to suppress the three protests. In Nabi Saleh, protesters were stopped by Israeli soldiers at the village entrance, while in Bel'in and Ni'lin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Many civilians were treated from the effects of tear gas inhalation at the three protests. Elsewhere in southern West Bank, Israeli troops stopped the weekly anti-war protest at Ma'sara village entrance. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
The Palestinian leadership decides to apply to 15 United Nations bodies and conventions as Israel refuses to release the fourth batch of Palestinian political prisoners this week. IMEMC's Anna Francowicz with the details.
This week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas decided to sign 15 UN conventions in response to Israel's failure to release the fourth group of Palestinian prisoners as agreed upon with Israel. Abbas said this week that the Palestinian Authority is immediately applying for admittance to 15 UN agencies and conventions. The Palestinian leadership announced last week that they have a package of responses to the Israeli violation of the understanding. The Palestinian Authority agreed to resume the stalled peace talks some months ago with American mediation after they received Israeli guarantees to release around 100 Palestinian prisoners who were jailed before the Oslo Agreement. Israel has released three groups of prisoners in the past and withheld the fourth group and set preconditions for their release with a Palestinian commitment to prolong the deadline of the negotiations, which is due around the end of April. Abbas said in a meeting with Palestinian leaders in Ramallah, there was a commitment to a fourth prisoner release by March 29th. Since then, there have been various promises but no results. This is despite our leadership's agreement to refrain from going to the UN for 9 months, all in order to secure the release of prisoners. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who is mediating the negotiations, was due to fly to Ramallah for talks to try and extend the negotiations until 2015. However, a U.S. official has said the trip will no longer be taking place. Palestinian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dr. Riyad Malki said he does not expect American sanctions in response to Abbas's move, since there are no moves towards obtaining full membership in the UN. Israel, on the other hand, has accused the Palestinians of attempting to avoid further peace talks and hinted to some sanctions against the Palestinian Authority. Sanctions may include freezing the monthly taxes due to the Palestinian Authority and pressure the PA to pay the accumulated debts for electricity services. In addition, there could be more restrictions on the activities of the Palestinian Authority in Area C, which is under total Israeli control. For IMEMC News, this is Anna Frenzwich.
This week, Israeli radicals escalated their attacks targeting Palestinians. 5 civilians were injured by Israeli army and settlers' attacks in the West Bank. In Gaza, Israeli army aerial bombardment left 2 civilians injured as well. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbo Bannoura reports.
Israeli army invasions and home searches targeting West Bank communities were focused this week in the cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, Ramallah, and Nablus. Troops kidnapped at least 50 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children, during those invasions. During one of the arrests, Israeli troops forced a Palestinian child to take an unknown pill after abducting him at Johar Mountain in Hebron, southern West Bank. The boy felt dizzy and suffered headache moments later. The child was transferred to a hospital in Hebron for medical treatment. On Monday, a Palestinian man was shot and injured by an Israeli settler south of Nablus in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. On the same day, a young man was also injured after being attacked by settlers in occupied Jerusalem. Later in the week, two children were moderately injured on Wednesday after being attacked and beaten by Israeli settlers. The settlers came from an illegal outpost in the center of Hebron City. Palestinian medics arrived at the scene and provided the two children with the needed aid before moving them to the Hebron governmental hospital. On Friday, a Palestinian child was injured by Israeli army gunfire in the village of An-Nabi Saleh, central West Bank. Local sources said that troops invaded the village and clashed with local teenagers. Troops fired live rounds, injuring the teenager in his foot. In Jerusalem on Tuesday, a number of Israelis attacked the Rafat Latin Monastery. The attackers punctured car tires and wrote racist graffiti, including insults to the Virgin Mary and words describing the United States as Nazi Germany. On Thursday, radical Israelis slashed the tires of over 40 cars and sprayed racist graffiti in a predominantly Christian town of Jish in the Galilee area of northern Israel. Also in Jerusalem, Israeli army bulldozers demolished several Palestinian agricultural sheds and residential structures near Al-Azariya town. In the Gaza Strip this week, a one-year-old child and a man were injured when Israeli warplanes bombarded areas in the coastal enclave on Friday. Local sources announced that Israeli jet fighters fired at least 15 missiles at targets in southern and central Gaza Strip, causing excessive damage. On Thursday, Israeli Navy ships opened fire at Palestinian fishermen off the Gaza coastline. Witnesses said that the warships fired at boats off Al-Sudaniya shore north of Gaza. The fishermen were within the 3-mile fishing distance. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdurrahman-Noura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 29th to April 4th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Ishmawi and me, Ghassan Bandoura.